Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys.
Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to today's breakfast show. It is Tuesday. It is the 22nd of September. Great to be with you this morning. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. It's going to be a busy little morning this morning, so sit down, keep your radio on. Plenty to entertain you. Right, it is the 26th of September, and we've got a birthday for today. Now, this one you might have heard of before. His name was Johnny Appleseed. He was born John Chapman in 1774, an American pioneer nurseryman who introduced apple trees to large parts of Ohio and Indiana and Illinois. He became an American legend while still alive, largely because of his kind and generous ways, his great leadership in conservation, and the symbolic importance that he attributed to that great fruit, the apple.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
tell you, well, there's two great tracks bring us in on this morning's program. That last one is called Give It All Up, featuring A Tove Lo on that one. And it's my favourite track, in actual fact, off of their album, which they released in October of 2021. The album, it was Future Past. So there, great song. And let me see now, the one that came before that, the one that brought us in this morning, Sometimes, from Erasure. Released the 6th of October back in 1986. It was the fourth single overall, written by the band members of Vince Clark and Andy Bell, typifying the Erasure sound of those days, and an up-tempo, dance-orientated pop tune accentuated by Clark's phase distortion and analog synthesizers. Those were the days. Right, I mentioned when we started this morning that we've got a busy little morning this morning. We've got a couple of guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour today, bound about 8:30. We have got Aurelio Ramos coming in to chat with us. He is the Senior Vice President of Audubon Americas, and he's here. He's going to be coming in to chat with us about Audubon Americas, how Panama is fitting into all that. Of course, we have a big responsibility, don't we, really, because of the migration cycles. They stop here, have a Coca-Cola, and disappear off again. In the last hour this morning, you've heard us talk about finance, and perhaps you wanted to get involved in finance with Rocio. Well, we have Gianpiero Rocio coming in to chat with us in the last hour this morning, Senior Vice President, I think he probably is, something like that, from Rocio, the finance company. So he's going to be coming in and chatting to us about that later on today. So some interesting topics. But it is time right now to do this. Get you in the shower for today. Get spruced up. Smelling nice. Good. Keep up the good work. What have we got? Get the water right. There we go. It's the Whispers.
It's the Whispers.
And the beat goes on.
Got to lose.
There we go. That's a good one, isn't it? As the beat goes on. Right. About time to get you on your way. There we go. Hope you're going to have an absolutely great Tuesday. It is Tuesday, and if you keep your nine to date, it is the 26th of September. Time here on The Breakfast Show. We are just coming to almost exactly 90 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The Whispers, by the way, American vocal group, they came from Los Angeles in California and have scored hit records really since the late 60s. They're best known for their two number one R&B singles. And The Beat Goes On, that one. That was in 1979. And Rocksteady in 1987. Well, I tell you what. What is the time?
This is the right time. Once in a
There we go, that's the cause and the right time. Quick good mornings for this morning. Good morning to Paul, good morning to Renee, good morning to Valerie. Lovely to know you're out there this morning. We're going to be getting back to you in just a little while.
Looking at you, watch a good time, waiting in the station for the bus.
Well, if you were thinking of going to Rockville, perhaps some good advice there for some reason, don't go. That's R.E.M. for you on this morning's breakfast show, 28 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
You are listening to the Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Right, let's take a look, shall we, some of the items in the international news for you this morning and throw in a little bit of business as well. The Philippines vowed on Tuesday not to back down in the face of a Chinese effort to block its fishermen from a fiercely contested shoal in the South China Sea, while Beijing warned the Southeast Asian nation not to provoke and cause trouble. The comments came a day after Manila cut a floating 300 meters, around about 980 feet, barrier installed by Beijing at the shoal, one of Asia's most contested maritime features, making use of Coast Guard personnel posing as fishermen in a small boat. The United States House and Senate on Tuesday planned to take sharply divergent paths in a high-stakes spending battle with just 5 days remaining until a deadline that could force wide swathes of the government to shut down for the fourth time in a decade. The Democratic-controlled Senate plans to vote on a stopgap funding bill with bipartisan support that would keep the federal government operating after current money runs out at midnight on Saturday. And that's about 4 o'clock GMT on Sunday. Giving negotiators more time then to agree on full year spending numbers. The Ukrainian captain of a cruise liner was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison in Hungary on Tuesday for his role in a 2019 accident in which his boat hit and sank a smaller boat on the River Danube, killing 25 South Korean tourists and two crew. It's the worst disaster on the Danube in more than half a century. The smaller tourist boat, called Mermaid, with 35 people on board, sank after being hit by the cruiser under a bridge in Budapest during heavy rain. Ukraine's special forces said on Monday that they had killed Moscow top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers, in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. Hungry and exhausted Armenian families jam roads to flee houses and homes in the defeated breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, while the United States called on Azerbaijan to protect civilians and let in aid. The Armenians of Karabakh, part of Azerbaijan, beyond Baku's control since the dissolution of the Soviet Union, began fleeing this week after their forces were routed in a lightning military operation by Azerbaijan's military. Senior diplomats from South Korea, China and Japan agreed on Tuesday that their country's leaders would meet at the earliest convenient time, Seoul's foreign ministry said, after a rare meeting aimed at kickstarting trilateral exchanges. The three countries had agreed to hold a summit every year starting in 2008 to foster regional cooperation, but that initiative has been frayed by bilateral feuds and the COVID-19 pandemic. The last summit was in 2019. China's Evergrande Group shares, they slid, well, for a second consecutive session on Tuesday, dropping as much as 8% after a unit of the embattled property developer missed an onshore bond repayment. Evergrande's main domestic unit, Hegnara Real Estate Group, said in a Shenzhen Stock Exchange filing late on Monday that it had failed to pay the principal and interest for a 4 billion won, which is around about $547 million, bond that was due by the 25th of September. The dollar rose in a new 10-month peak on Tuesday as U.S. bond yields hit their highest level since October of 2007, while the Japanese yen recovered from an early dip, with traders now on alert for signs of government intervention. The Ford Motor Company said on Monday that it has paused work on a $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Michigan, citing concerns about its ability to competitively operate the plant at a time when it remains locked in broader contract negotiations. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain blasted Ford, saying that the announcement was a shameful, barely veiled threat by Ford to cut jobs. European shares extended losses on Tuesday as elevated bond yields pressured the rate-sensitive technology sector, while weakness in China-exposed stocks persisted on a slowdown that gave jitters in the world's second-largest economy. The pan-European stock 600 that shed 0.5% by 8:14 Greenwich Mean Time today, as the benchmark 100-year bond yields edged lower but hovered near their highest level since 2011. Technology stocks, whose valuations come under pressure as yields rise, well, that slid 1.1%, while rate-sensitive real estate stocks that eased 1%. Oil prices on Tuesday. This is as a stronger U.S. dollar now compounded concerns that demand for fuel will be held back by major central banks, holding interest rates higher for longer. Brent crude futures, that was down $1.16 or 1.24% at $92.13 a barrel at 8:44 Greenwich Mean Time, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures, they were trading $1.13 lower or 1.26% at $88.55. There we go. There's a little look. Those are some of the items in the international news and a little bit of business as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And don't forget, coming in to chat with us in the last hour of this morning's program, Gianpiero Orosio is coming in to chat with us. So you better find out about that financing, how you can do it. Something you perhaps you thought about doing but weren't sure. I'm sure we'll get some good advice a little bit later on.
Early in
sun was up and the sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children run and hide themselves away.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Electric Light Orchestra and Rain is Falling. Well, I can tell you, it's not falling here, unfortunately. Looking out the studio window, it's another nice morning this morning. Not such a great sunrise as we've had a couple of days now, but a little overcast, but nothing threatening, which I guess is a little bit of a shame, really. Let's say a couple of good mornings, shall we? Let's say good morning to Renee. It's unusual, you know, there's nothing exciting apparently happening over there in Athens in Greece, which is where Renee is, of course, with Rick. Good day, nothing too exciting here. Whipped up a batch of fresh pesto sauce for our chicken pasta tonight. You know what, you're very good, aren't you? I mean, I go down the shops and buy it. Then I come back and have a nap. You don't have nap time, do you? Anyway, enjoy. That sounds absolutely delicious. Over there in Athens in Greece, says the sun is shining, temperatures are lowering, and we may even get some rain tomorrow. There you are. Pass them over here. You asked if we could play Oasis and Wonderwall.
Just Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
There we go, that's going over to Greece, to Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Oasis and Wonderwall. And she does go on, Renee does go on to say that, says here that the homemade sauce is better. I have a giant basil plant on the patio that needed to be trimmed way back. Pesto it is. So there we go. It says homemade pesto is way much better and easy to make as well. Does everyone deal with doing the food processor? They are as easy as that. Done, apparently. I might try that. Let's see if I can find basil. Basil? Thanks a lot for that, Renee. Enjoy. That sounds absolutely delicious. You could always send some over, you know. Let's say a very good morning to Valerie. I haven't heard from you for a long time. Got me a little audio message this morning. Thank you for that, Valerie. And she says, could you please wish my granddaughter a very happy birthday today? You didn't give me your granddaughter's name, unfortunately, but it doesn't matter because we're going to give her one of these anyway. There you go. And so there we go. Anyway, that comes from your grandma, of course, Valerie, and also from Aunt Suzette. And we've got a request from Valerie, your granny, to play a piece of music from Whitney Houston.
If I would on your way, so I'll, but I know the way, and I will always love you. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I was hopping
There we go. That is the Style Council there, and a shout to the top. And that was, their seventh single to be released. It was composed by their lead singer, Paul Weller, and released in 1984. And it appeared, by the way, on the Vision Quest soundtrack in the United States as well. Also appears on the deluxe edition of Our Favorite Songs from 1985 and features in the film Billy Elliot as well. That was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. Take us up to the top of the hour. Love is a wonderful thing.
Love is a wonderful thing. I know love is in me.
I tell you what, the wonderful thing is that they made nice short little tracks like that one. And that is, going back to... Well, that, in actual fact, I think, is a sort of remastered version in about 1991. Love is a wonderful thing. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Last night.
that, of course, is the boss, Bruce Springsteen there. Wouldn't have recognised him, really, would he? He's wearing a brilliant disguise. Well, that was the name of the track, anyway. Time on The Breakfast Show, 20 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. And I tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Paul over there in South London. Good morning to Paul. He always drops me a little line in the morning, always trying to cheer me up. And today, I don't know how many of you remember, a lot of you have never seen it, the man from Uncle, U-N-C-L-E, okay? He was a Soviet agent. His playing said, that's David McCullen. And he played Ilya Kuryakin, and he'll always be my hero for that. He has passed away today, but hang on, he's 90 years of age. I mean, that's a good innings, really, isn't it? And he got his, got his teeth stuck into... to his profession in the UK in the 1950s in British cinema, and also found wider fame in The Great Escape, Colditz and Sapphire and Steel. Of course, he was in NCIS as well. By the way, the actor in when he was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. turned the actor into a global sex symbol, and in his public appearances were always besieged by screaming girls. I have the same trouble when I go to Super 99. It's really quite embarrassing. I wish. This is the theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Rest in peace, Ilya Kuryakin. David McCullen. There we go. That's it. The theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. If you keep an eye on the time, we are just 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Soon we'll be introducing to you our guest in this hour this morning, and that is Aurelio. And we're going to be talking about Audubon and Aurelio Ramos, who is the vice president of Audubon Americas. Tell you what, though. First of all, let's see if we can find and see what Ingrid is doing today with our everyday story of country folk.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Whoo, boy, oh boy, what a life. bad like here. Yeah, well, we've had some rain, as you well know, and I hope you got some rain there in Panama City as well, but we've been getting some rain. So everything has just grown like leaps and bounds, everything. We had a gal come over and pick up one of her avocado trees that the cook had planted. We did harvest the pineapple, and it was cut up and eaten with great pleasure. My understanding is, according to my Freaky Friday Fun Facts of last week, pineapples can regrow about up to 50 times. So I'm hoping that will happen, and we'll have another fruit in about 2 more years. Well, Chelsea's outside. She's staring at her breakfast with a little glop of yogurt on it, and she's saying, I don't know that I'm going to eat. Oh, now you're going to eat, now that I said your name on the radio. Yeah. Well, that's, I guess, the key here. You know, you pay her a little attention, and then she's starting to eat. Good girl. Who's a good girl? Yes, you good girl. Okay. So she's eating her breakfast. The cats are having their breakfast. The cook's making coffee. And I'm about to sit down, have a cup of coffee, listen to Jerry D, and then hopefully get back to work. I've been off my feed for a couple of days. Not sure what was going on, but I'm much better now. Cold turned into something else, Not sure. So, anyways, everything's good. Wow, look at all that mud. It's amazing how much water can cause mud. Yes, it does. And there's a putty cat right there in the tree looking at me going, ha, did you put food down in the bowl? Yes, I put food down in the bowl. They're all over there eating. So you guys go on over there and eat. All right. Well, the toucan's looking pretty good. I think the cook touched it up. Got some red going on that little beak tip, and it's looking divine. I might have to post a picture of that as well. And the things are just getting kind of overgrown. There's so much flowers and green stuff growing. I'm going to have the gardener do some trimming so we can get to where we need to go. All right, you guys have a wonderful day, and back to you in the studio.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I tell you what, that is a piece of music I've never heard before from the most unlikely person ever, Cliff Richard and Birds of a Feather, which is, I guess, a nice lead into this segment of this morning's program. Very happy to introduce here into the breakfast show Aurelio Ramos, Senior Vice President of Audubon Americas. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Even better for seeing you this morning. It's going to be. Tell us a little bit about your history with Audubon. I mean, I guess you've been there some time.
Yes, I have been with Audubon for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. I am very excited to join Audubon. It is an organization that has a long trajectory, more than 120 years mm-hmm, of existence, mm-hmm, working mm-hmm. on the protection of conservation and using birds as mm-hmm. as a mean for that.
Mm-hmm. So birds are being used for a means. How does that work? Are you using, I guess, them and their habits as a means to push forward climate change?
Birds are very powerful. They are amazing indicators of the health of ecosystems. When birds thrive, it means we are thriving. When birds are doing badly, it means that we're doing something wrong with the environment. They are the first ones when we recover or we restore a place. They are the first ones that come in.
Right.
And then they will pollinate, they will put seeds, and, you know, nature will thrive mm-hmm. afterwards. Mm-hmm. So they're an amazing indicator. Also, we have... through history, we have seen, you know, everyone sees birds on their backyard. So they're
right,
an amazing
mm-hmm.
ambassador to the challenges that we're facing now with climate change and biodiversity loss. But they're also a good source of hope, you know, for the things that we need to do to improve the planet.
Mm. I mean, it was interesting when we had the pandemic, because living sort of here in the city and noisy, but it's not so noisy here. But what I noticed was after a relatively short period of time, the birds that came in that we hadn't seen before, I can't remember the name, Kakara or something, they got the sort of beige head. They're like a little hawk, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we hadn't seen those before. And then these two used to come, they came in pairs, they always used to come and spend a bit of time here on the house and then go away, and they'd be back the next day. And their call is really, you know when they arrive. You know, this. I'm not going to try and do it, but they say, we make a big difference, obviously. I mean, here's just a small example. Take away humans and the animals come back. And have you noticed with the dramatic changes we're seeing now, is there any change in migratory patterns to birds at the moment?
Yeah, most of the birds that we have migrate mm-hmm. Either north-south or on latitude, no, from high areas to low areas.
Mm-hmm.
So a big percentage of the birds... migrate.
Right.
We have what we call flyways, mm-hmm. which are these mm-hmm. Routes that the birds use, and I'll consider Audubon's work, my work,
mm-hmm.
is to ensure that those birds have the hotels and the restaurants they mm-hmm. need on
right.
their journeys.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
the hotels, mm-hmm. the places, you know, the forests, the mangroves, the wetlands that they need to, you know, sleep and use as a house, and then the restaurants, because on their journeys they need to feed themselves.
Sure.
Yes, we have seen a change. There was a study done in the U.S. very recently by several organizations, including Audubon, that shows that we have, on North America, but also you can extrapolate that to Latin America and mm-hmm, the Caribbean mm-hmm. and Panama, we have lost more than 3 billion birds. So
wow.
before... from the 1970s until now. So before, when you saw 5 birds, right now you see 2-3 birds. So we have lost
wow.
nearly 30% of that population. So it's a big decrease. And there has been changes, you know, with climate change and with the loss of habitat. Yes, those flyways patterns are being lost. And our goal, again, is to maintain those hotels and restaurants. We
mm-hmm.
have mapped them.
Mm-hmm.
And ensure that the most critical ones are there for their journeys.
And I mean, and this is what you're looking at now. I mean, one of the reasons you're in Panama is because these routes are so important, and you're getting everybody working together. How's that going?
So, yes, Panama is a very and Central America is mm-hmm. a very important when birds migrate. they use Central America and then Panama as a funnel. You know, imagine all the birds coming and they move across Central America, and Panama, as everyone knows, is a bridge of the Americas. So it's definitely a bridge for birds also. So it's extremely important. And we have seen, going back to your previous, we have seen changes in patterns in the sense that birds are starting to migrate before or after, depending on different patterns. So those things are changing as there is less food or there is no...
change in temperatures.
Change in temperatures, change in the food availability, changes in the habitat. So there has been, scientists have been noticing changes in their patterns.
And I mean, I think this is going to be a long-term thing, isn't it? We're not going to come out of this in weeks or months or years. And, I mean, for us here in Panama, I mean, this year has been almost, it's really quite frightening, because it's a dramatic change. It's not, we seem to have got so far and then somebody flicks a switch and then bang. I mean, you know, we've had summer now almost going right through the year. And if we don't get the necessary rains and et cetera, we're going to be into our next summer. And this, the birds, you know, rely on, don't they? They rely on the changes in the weather and whatever. And they come here and they say, hey, where's all the water gone? You know, you got your work cut out.
Yes, absolutely. And climate change has been changing those patterns. But also habitat loss has been dramatically important. We have lost around 68% of the mangroves that Panama had between 1960 and 2016.
We've lost 68%?
68% of the mangroves.
Wow.
Done on a study that Audubon Panama and the Inter-American Development Bank are doing right now shows those numbers. So it is quite dramatic. And those are these mangroves and mudflats and coastal wetlands that are extremely important for many of the Pacific shorebirds that come all the way from Alaska. Some of them stay here, but some of them continue south. So those areas are extremely important. And with the growth of, you know, the city of Panama and other areas and the land use change, you know, bringing more sediment into those flatlands and to those wetlands, you know, the habitat for many of those Pacific shorebirds is decreasing and getting degraded. So it's very important. Everyone can do something. So it's, you know, we cannot just say, okay, with climate change, everything is, there are things that we could be doing, as civil society, you know, working with the government, working with the corporations, but there are things that we can do on our daily lives in places like here in the city of Panama.
How are you finding, Aurelio, with, you know, Audubon Americas and your partnerships with people here in Panama, the Audubon Society, et cetera, and the obviously the groups which are trying to protect the country? And I'm staggered. I didn't realize the shrinking of the mangroves was so dramatic.
Everything is about partnerships and having a shared goal. So we have, one of the things that we have done through the project with Audubon Panama and the Inter-American Development Bank and with resources from the UK government has been creating that shared goal, for many of these coastal areas. And we have been able, to have an amazing response by Panamanians and civil society and local NGOs in an organized way. We have developed, for example, a couple of symposiums on plastics, also on mangroves, which actually happened last week. And it has been outstanding, the response from students, from universities, from civil society, everyone rallying behind on the things that we need to do, both at the policy level, at the finance level, but also things that people can do on a daily basis. And our partner, Audubon Panama, together with us, has been working on the last decade with more than 18 schools. So also working with the kids at schools, because those are the new generation that we need to make sure that they, you know, we haven't been doing a great job. We hope that they do a better job on keeping, you know, the habitat and the places that we need for birds, for nature and for people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're renowned for the number of bird species that we get through Panama. So I tell you what, we're going to take a piece of music. My guest is Aurelio Ramos, Senior Vice President of Audubon Americas. We'll be back after this.
Not for the mountain, tell me who will stand tall. It's the money you're counting, man, I hope you got it all. Nature is dancing, and it makes me sweat.
There we go, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. That is a Black Star Dancing, but that is the relaxed the relaxed version, apparently. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 15 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's programme. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. My guest is Aurelio Ramos, Senior Vice President of Audubon in the Americas, and he's here with us in Panama, here with us, managed to find time to pop in to see us, which is very good. Serious topic we're talking about. Tell us about the ENCAs, which is something that turned up on here this morning.
Yes, the ENCAs is what we call in Spanish La Estrategia Nacional de Conservación de Aves, or the National Strategy for the Conservation of Birds. This is an, at the end, what, if we really want to have changes on nature, we need to mainstream the value of birds and nature into national and local development plans. That's where decisions of the land use changes that are changing the habitat, that are creating, you know, the issues with climate change happen in our countries, in Panama or in other countries in the Americas. So it is there where we, in those decision making on that we want to mainstream birds as an indicator of how things should be done. So we have developed these national strategies in other countries, in Colombia and Chile, where we partner with the government and with organizations. More than 2,000 organizations over a year helped to develop the national strategy for the conservation of birds for Chile and Colombia. And this is a way to get involved, and we got involved the private sector, we got involved civil society, the academic, everyone behind a shared goal. It comes up with some very concrete plan of action, and right now we're following up on those. Our wish is that maybe this is something based on, you know, the acceptance of the governance for some of these issues, and the role that they have been playing, and also how NGOs and civil society are being organized. We believe it is a time, maybe, to start one of these national strategies in Panama, being so important as the bridge of the Americas for birds and for other biodiversity. We believe it is it could be ideal to start a process like this, which will bring awareness, it will create a business case of why to protect nature through birds, and again, influence, again, a lot of the decisions that are happening, you know, on the land and the oceans in Panama.
And how would you see Panama moving forward now to be able to give that kind of protection?
So there are different ways. One is there is a goal on the last convention of the parties in Montreal where 30% of the land and 30% of the oceans need to be protected. Panama is a signature, and there is opportunities for more protection, and and protected areas are the backbone of conservation. Now, you also need to be working on the connectivity of those protected areas and the buffer zones of those areas. So you want to work on specifically on places like agriculture, and you can have one-star hotels or one-star restaurants in those areas, but you can actually improve them if you plant the right trees, you set aside areas for conservation. So suddenly you can be engaging with the right incentive, economic incentives, and the right work. You can be incentivizing many farmers to be part of the solution. And what is very interesting is what we call nature-based solutions, which are, you know, there are silvopastoral systems. Some of them are already being developed in Panama, but we need to scale them up, and we need the, you know, support. And these are beneficial economically and financially for the farmer, while also improving the habitat, those hotels and restaurants for birds and other biodiversity. So it is extremely, you know, working on the agricultural lands is extremely important, as they have been, you know, a big cause of the land use change, and you know, they use 80% of the water worldwide, but they can be part of the solution, and the solutions are already there. We just need to scale them up. So that's another area that I think. And the other one is coastal resilience. Again, mangroves.
As I was going to ask that. Should we be replanting? I guess
Mangroves. Yes, and again with mangroves and this coastal areas are extremely important for many birds and many biodiversity, as I have explained before. So working on the protection, but also on the restoration of those mangroves and the connectivity is extremely important. Mm-hmm. We have developed with our partners, we have developed the value, we have revealed the value of those mangroves for carbon, as an example, in mm-hmm. Panama Bay, mm-hmm. around $160 million annually is what those mangroves are mitigating or are, you know, are keeping that the carbon.
Carbon, exactly.
If we mm-hmm. restore and we plant more of those mangroves, that, you know, we could be helping. Sinking more of that mm-hmm. carbon in the future. Also, those mangroves are really important for the management of coastal erosion. So many
exactly.
of the buildings mm-hmm. that you see mm-hmm. and the infrastructure that has been developed is more cost efficient to keep those natural areas than building gray infrastructure or mm-hmm. walls or, mm-hmm. you know, the issues that many people are going to have on their buildings as sea level rise comes. Those mangroves and those areas, you know, give a lot of protection on the long run. We have modeled mm-hmm. all of that and show those business cases. So we could be doing more of that protection of those mangroves, more restoration, and working with local communities in many of the other areas of mangroves and coastal areas in Panama by supporting them to bring a livelihood. So things like tourism or
exactly.
Other ways mm-hmm. that they can be creating sustainable livelihoods of those natural areas.
It's interesting because I was chatting with somebody the other day, and because you've been coming backwards and forwards for many years, I know that. And, of course, the old town, the original old town, Panama Viejo, you always used to be able to see the tower. You can't see it anymore. And I was saying, they said, you know, people were complaining, you know, powers that be, that, you know, oh, you're going to put that bridge across the, you know, on the corridor going out, and it's going to do this, and it's going to affect this. Well, the thing is, we noticed the mangroves have flourished since they put that bridge in, because it has changed the structure of the silt and whatever. I mean, it's like a forest. That is the success story, which was brought about by something that everybody said wasn't going to do any good. And we need more of that. I mean, and they've rebounded. They've really come back quite quickly. They're very resilient.
Yes, nature is very resilient. If you leave it alone, it will restore.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you give it a little bit of help, you will maximize the benefits for biodiversity. So if you plant the right trees or other, mm-hmm. also, mm-hmm. It will rebound. And yes, that is an amazing story that we were discussing that with our colleagues
mm-hmm.
Because those mangroves are not there before.
No, that's right.
And it's quite amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, by mistake. Look, Aurelio, it's great to have you with us. You're going to be coming backwards and forwards, I'm sure, to keep us on our toes and keep us going.
Absolutely. We have some... Panama is so key. We have some very important and big goals on continuing working with Panamanians and with mm-hmm. our partner Audubon Panama and others on the conservation of birds, nature, for people and for Panama.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, nature is just so fascinating. I mean, everything has a purpose. And then when you're spoiling the balance, you know, we're seeing loss of so many things. Like we mentioned, you know, program yesterday about the bees. Somebody's actually come up, I can't remember which country it was, I think it was an Israeli, has come up with this special machine now. And what they do, they go through the orchards or whatever, and what it does, it fluffs the trees. It doesn't do it, it just fluffs them. And it encourages the trees to release their pollen.
Ah.
So, you know, we're sort of, the next thing is with all this nanotechnology, we'll have little sort of mechanical bees going around. But, we've got a big responsibility, and we've got a lot of work to do. Everybody, and thank you very much for all the work that you guys do, Audubon Americas, and for coming and seeing us. And please, the next time you're in town, do come and let's see how we're getting on.
Okay, thank you very much for hosting us.
My pleasure. Aurelio Ramos with us this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Don't forget to join us. We want to talk about finance. That's coming back hour coming up in the last hour this morning. A piece of music that's going to take us up to the top of the hour. Foreigner, I want to know what love is. I tell you what, if you go onto YouTube and type in I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner, and there is an amazing concert that they did with a full orchestra, chorus, you name it. Do check it out. It's absolutely brilliant. Gives you goosebumps. Well, the time on the breakfast show, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour. So if you missed the news at 8, well, sit tight. It's coming up now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The time, there's nothing to show.
One by one, we're gonna stand up with pride. One that can't be denied. Stand up, stand up. From the highest mountain valley low, we'll join together with hearts of gold. Now the children of the world can see this is a better place for us to be. Place in which we were born, so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in a world of peace. Won't you let your love flow,
from your heart? Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother.
There we go, that's the House Martins and Caravan of Love. And to bring us in was Culture Club and Time. And talking of time, time is 21 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, has it?
Oh, yes, I know.
It's been good.
Mm-hmm. We had interesting interviews.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. And we have more to come.
Exactly.
We have more to come. If you're thinking about, I tell you what, let me say, because still to come on this morning's program, have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website YoInviertoBien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands. There we go. That's our guest, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Coming in to talk to us. We've got Giampiero Orocio. Orocio is good, like a CH, you see.
It's Riccio. Riccio.
Yeah, Riccio, okay. We're having an Italian month this month.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely to know. Lovely to know. Hey, listen, anything happening in your life today?
No, just working. That's yesterday.
Just working?
That's all.
I'm glad I don't work. And what do you got tomorrow? Well, for the rest of the week, you got anything planned? Or?
No, not yet.
Oh, you haven't been invited anywhere?
No, yeah, some of them. But, you know, some of them are too late
okay.
at night. And I'm like, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You
and
then
we're going to have a piece of music, and then we're going to introduce our guest for this morning.
Oh, yes, sure.
And now, the Eric Clapton All-Stars.
All right, everybody boogie this one now, no exceptions.
Thank you.
bit of everything in there, isn't it? That's Mark Knopfler, of course, together with Eric Clapton on there. And that's a concert for the Prince's Trust. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of... That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to start making our way up till to 10 this morning. It is time. I'm very happy to announce my guest in this segment of the program, Giampiero Riccio. Go on.
Riccio.
Riccio. I'm having a bad time. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Jerry.
And, you know, also thank you very much for supporting the program. But also, I mean, it's a very interesting topic. I don't think we really sort of got into this on the program before, about investing. And it's interesting because the way you said you sort of started in the business and it was sort of basically, it was investing was for an elite class.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this is a story that in my case started about more than 30 years ago when I was a not so young engineer living in a orderly country at the time that was named Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason in the life, I changed my career and I decided to go to work in finance. And I was hired by an investment bank, big investment bank in the country. And I soon realized the beauty and the power of the investing in the financial market, in the stock market. But I also realized that it was something that was limited to a small bunch of people who were already wealthy or who knew about that. But for the rest of the people, for ordinary people, it was something completely distant. So I oriented my career in that direction, trying to bring those benefits to the general people and try to make available this powerful means of living financially to most people. And I was successful because with time and with a very good team of people around me, I got to manage the most important family of mutual funds in Venezuela. But then, again, life changes, and in 2007, 2008, with the financial crisis, everything changed. I lost my job. I had to make some changes, and there was something in the middle, and so I started my company, Rich & Associates, in Florida, based in Florida, in 2015. And the idea of this company was to develop products and services oriented to general people, having basically five ideas at the center of thing, which is first that the clients should be completely secure. And our clients, we have clients in many parts of America, basically in Latin America, in Argentina, in Chile, in Ecuador. We have clients in Colombia, in Panama, in Venezuela, of course, and in Mexico, and also in the United States. And our clients, first of all, their investments are secure because their assets are in custody of solid institutions, and they are insured by the U.S. Insurance company.
How does that work? Because I mean, I've always assumed, you know, if you're going to be involved in the stock exchange or whatever, it's a little bit like popping into the casino. But you're saying there's more security.
There is a lot of misunderstanding about investments, and people can also be confounded, can think that investing is like gambling or it's like a casino. In fact, they are completely opposite things. Gambling is something completely related to randomness.
Purely by chance, really.
By chance, whereas investing is a discipline. Investing is something that requires time, that requires knowledge, that requires information, that requires all these kind of things, and most of all, time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the secret of successful investment is time. You need time for the investments to develop, for the profits to compound,
sure.
and to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so investing is not something that will work in the short term. In the short term, there's a lot of volatility. There's a short of things that can happen that can bring your investment down. And there is no guarantee that you will find some profit in the short term. But in the long term, history at least has taught us that investing is a very good way of putting your savings to work.
Mm-hmm. Better than the banks.
Better than the bank, of course.
It's not difficult.
Much better than the bank, because at the bank, in the best scenario, you can get even with inflation, but not more than
not
that.
Even. Yeah, not very, more than that. Very rarely even that, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, basically, what we wanted was to give our investors security. The
mm-hmm.
third, the second most important thing is fairness and transparency. Our clients can see at any time through their phones or through their laptops what is the value of their investments,
mm-hmm.
what has
mm-hmm.
happened today, and there is complete information on what is the status of their portfolios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing, which is very important in my opinion, and every day more and more, is liquidity. I mean, people need to have the availability, the possibility to take back their money at any
mm-hmm.
time if they have
mm-hmm.
an emergency,
mm-hmm.
without any penalty, without any concession on price. And this is something that one of the best things that investing in the financial markets gives an investor, which is the possibility to shift gears
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
they need. The other thing which is very important is to have fair prices, to have low cost, because most people who invest in banks or in products or financial products don't know that there are hidden costs, and those costs can reduce or erode the profits of the investment itself. So
mm-hmm.
at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, the investor gets a very tiny or very low return. And so that's why we try to get our costs low, and in practice, the only cost that our investor have is the administration fee that
mm-hmm.
they pay us for
mm-hmm.
helping them. And finally, the thing that we try to do to help more people is to keep the entrance level low. The low.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you recommend for people to start? What sort of sum should they start with?
It's better to start the sooner the better
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you don't reach a minimum level, it's difficult that you can find something that you can help with.
Right.
Which can mm-hmm. help you. But in our case, for instance, we start accepting clients with $5,000, which is very low.
Mm-hmm.
Most
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
people don't have the possibility to start investing with that small amount of money. Of course, we expect that with time our clients may grow that initial
mm-hmm.
investment. They can
mm-hmm.
do it at any time, with any at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very flexible. And and we expect that with time, those clients that can see the benefits of the system, what we offer, they can feel confident that and can make grow their.
So somebody invests $5,000 and everything goes well. What kind of return can they expect to see over say 12 months?
Well, it's very difficult to predict in 1 year what
sure,
can happen.
Sure.
Especially because, as I said before, this is a path which in the long term is ascendant,
mm-hmm.
is growing. But
sure.
in the meanwhile, it can happen a lot of things. For instance, we had a terrible year 2022, last year, was terrible, both for the stock market and for the bond market. So mm-hmm. all the portfolios mm-hmm. in the world were hit by this situation. Imagine that in a single year, like last year, there was a fall of about 20% in returns, in prices. So if you can, in previous years, accumulating 10% per year, in just 1 year you lost 2 years.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to predict what can happen. But historically, at least our portfolios, which have already more than 10 years of history, they have depends of the kind of portfolio you are in, mm-hmm. which in mm-hmm. turn depends on your particular personal conditions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Young people tend to be, we orient young people to get to have portfolios which are more risky.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long term, there is the expectation that this portfolio would perform better than others, but they will be also more volatile.
Right.
In our case, we publish the returns of our portfolios in our website,
mm-hmm.
so all people can see what is the historical return of mm-hmm. our portfolios. Mm-hmm. We cannot predict what would be the performance in the next year or the next 5 years, but history is a guide to see how things go. So in all cases, our portfolios have performed much better than investing in any other financial traditional mm-hmm. product like mm-hmm. bank CDs or something.
Right, right.
Actually, I plan next week to do a publication in Instagram about the returns of our portfolios, because we are closing the month this
okay.
weekend,
mm-hmm.
so I will
mm-hmm.
have the numbers to say what has been the updated returns of our portfolios. You can see there mm-hmm. that publication.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a musical break. We'll be mm-hmm. back with a guest in a few moments' time. This time it's ABBA and Money, Money, Money.
Money, money, money.
It's a rich man's world. Is that true? Can you make the world ours? My guest, Giampiero, from Rossio.
Riccio.
Yasmin, lock me up and throw away the key, will you? Riccio.
Don't worry, you're not the first one.
Right. No wonder my guests only come once. Anyway, Giampiero, it's great to have you with us. You're talking about investment and you're talking about sort of, what's your opinion of, have you ever played with bitcoins?
No, actually I believe that the bitcoin and the rest of the cryptocurrencies is a fade. It's a, maybe in some future they will become an asset class where we can invest in, but as of today, it's still a very unstable mm-hmm. asset class, so it's not suitable for long-term investing. It's too volatile, the market is very thin, there is not enough credit in the world to be considered as a currency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Currencies the value of a currency is related to the credit. I mean, if you believe that if you have the currency and somebody else will take it, then the currency that currency is worth. But there is not enough worthiness in the world,
mm-hmm.
So as to make me believe that this will today work as a currency.
I mean, it's interesting because it's something, isn't it? We mentioned earlier that that type of investment is something, if you go into it, you've got to be to go into it with the attitude of losing it. If I lose this, how much damage is it going to do? And in actual fact, I thought about it once, and I even went to the extent of getting a wallet. And I got cold feet, mm-hmm. because although it's something you can afford to lose, but, if you're going to gamble it, I would feel more comfortable going to the casino and betting on red or black than... And funnily enough, a couple of days after, I sort of decided not to, they went down, I would have lost an amount quite quickly in that. And, what was impressed me when we were talking before is that, you don't fiddle with your portfolio every day. You're not one of these people sitting there watching the markets every day. Yeah. And then I assume it's on the old adage, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. So you stick very much with your portfolio and then tweak it.
Well, I got to... With all the years I have in the industry, I've learned that it's a loser's game to try to anticipate what the market will do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of science and research has shown that this is actually so. The world today is so complex, so complicated that it's very, it's an impossible thing to predict which company or which industrial sector specifically will be better next month or next year. So I've got to the philosophy of investment philosophy of thinking that it's more valuable in the long term to have a proper allocation of the assets. I mean, the asset mix, the asset, the asset mix in your portfolio has to be consistent with your expectation of risk. If you are very young people who are starting investing, you have the rest of your life in front of you. You can handle bad things, bad events. You can recover from that. So you get more greedy in terms of expecting more returns, mm-hmm. and also expecting more volatility, more risk. Right. But you are if you are on the other hand of the equation, if you are retired and you wish to live on the savings that you have accumulated, you are a lot less willing to take risk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need a portfolio which is very conservative, which is very will be probably not very profitable, but will be steady enough. So the asset mix has to do a lot with who is the investor.
Right.
I cannot recommend the same portfolio to everybody. There is not a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to the kind of asset mix that is required for a particular investor, the thing is to stick to that recipe and just do small adjustments over time to rebalance that portfolio and to make sure that the asset mix keeps the same structure.
Mm-hmm.
Because of market prices, the mix will change with time. And our work as portfolio managers is to do the rebalancing of the portfolio and expecting that the mix will do the work by itself.
What areas do you find interesting for your portfolio?
In terms of
business.
In terms of areas, investment themes?
Yeah.
Well, again, it depends on your risk appetite.
Right.
If you're young enough, I think, of course, there's a lot of industries which are very attractive, all which has to do with robotics, with genetics, with AI, artificial intelligence, with new kinds of energy, like
green.
Nuclear energy, for instance, is one of them. These are definitely things that I would invest heavily if I were a young investor.
It's interesting you mentioned that about nuclear, because I think eventually nuclear is going to, not in its old form, but in smaller, there's already talk, I think, in the UK, of small nuclear facilities, which wouldn't run with the same kind of risk as to the big ones.
Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think electric cars, possibly. But
yes, of course, electric cars. Also the solar energy, wind energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
mm-hmm.
lot of work still to be done there. And there's also a set of speculative investment in terms that there's a lot of things yet to be discovered instead.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, space exploration is another thing which is important. The traditional industries like cars, so traditional cars or utilities or big industries are probably not the best investment at this time. I believe a lot in investment in infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
The world as a whole is in need of a lot of investment in infrastructure, roads, bridges, hydraulic plants, and so on. So it will be an area to put an eye on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. And for somebody listening and said, oh, yes, you know, perhaps I should think about it, what would be your advice to somebody that is, say, okay, well, I could start with $5,000, what would your advice be to them? Give you the money.
Well, if you haven't any experience in that, it's difficult that you could do it by yourself. I mean, Our mission is to help people like the one you mentioned to start their career, and we help them to open a brokerage account in their name, so the asset would be in their name and in custody in their name, and we help set up that brokerage account, and then we manage the assets that are in that account.
Mm-hmm.
We help the client to choose the portfolio which is right for them, And once the portfolio is set up, the investor himself or herself can see what is the behavior of the different parts of the portfolio and can learn just by taking a look at what is going on.
Right, exactly.
So with time, probably, I expect that they will be able to do them by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we believe a lot in the diversification. It's very important that the portfolio, that the investment is not concentrated in a single place.
Yeah. Well, Giampiero, that's all time for me to go. You can stay if you want.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for your support as well. And well, no doubt we'll have you back in the future when things change, or if you've got any advice for us, just let us know. So big thanks to our guests this morning, Giampiero, and also to Aurelio from the Audubon Society. And here in the studio, big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, and to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and well, does everything else, bookings, social media. Yeah, I don't do much. I know you know. Right, big thanks. And by the way, good morning to Cedric. Cedric, I got your message. I'll see what I can do for you tomorrow. And right, big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's over there in the United Kingdom in Windsor looking after Mum. And the boys and girls of Group of Grada who keep us up and running in the mornings. They'll be shutting us down in just a couple of minutes time. And by the way, do stay tuned to Chat SOS. It's coming up with Gigi. And also, great programming going right through the day here on Cool FM. As for me, well, to you lot, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the program. Back with you tomorrow. Gosh, it's the middle of the week already, is it? Wednesday tomorrow. Back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then. Well, you know what we say, do it carefully. I want to be talking to you at 7 tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.